Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
So, April the 11th, do you know what it is?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's...
It's National Pet Day.
Certainly, and I'm really asking you these questions because you're a real pet owner, a real pet fan. So... Dogs, this is your thing.
Okay.
So how much do you know about dogs?
I know a little bit.
I think you probably do, actually. What about their sense of smell? It's a traditional thing. What do you know about their sense of smell?
I think there are, like, conflicting things about this animal's sense of smell. I think they say... I've read it somewhere that they're, like, 7,000 times more powerful than the human sense of smell. And I've read it also that it's 100 times... But, I mean, it's a hell of a lot.
Yes, well, on the website I checked, I looked at, they said 40. So that's really almost...
There you go. So they're all over the place.
But it's certainly more than us.
Absolutely. And if you look, very often, a dog will not look... If you throw a ball for a dog or a stick for a dog, they'll very rarely look for it by sight.
Mm-hmm.
They look for it through smell.
Yes.
And it's amazing what they do. I've one of my dogs, he loves going for a stick.
Yeah.
And he goes downwind and upwind until he smells it, and it's, you know, quite a few meters away.
Yeah.
And he never gives up. He always gets it, but he's a Jack Russell. So
exactly.
That's one of his characteristics.
But when you speak to your dog, do they respond to you? Do they understand what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, according to the internet, a dog can understand 1,000 words.
Really?
I find this hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
How many words do you have for your dog?
I don't know, but I mean, you know, I speak to him. My dog commands are in French and in English, and they understand both.
Yes,
they're bilingual dogs.
Yes. When I had a dog, all the commands were in French.
Okay.
So that, you know, other people could, you know, be in charge of the dog, you know, like sit or whatever. Mm. But we spoke a lot in English, so, you know, the dogs. But 1,000 words, I thought that was quite a lot. Now, the other question is, apparently your dogs, are they left-pawed or right-pawed?
How do you tell?
How do you tell?
Do you mean goofy or not?
when they're on a skateboard or a longboard, yeah. But apparently a dog can have a left paw or a right paw.
Okay, like boxers. South Pole and North Pole.
Oh, yes. Well, there you go. Anyway, said about that. And
did you know?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a few?
Yeah, you asked me one.
Did you know that 1 in 10 people are allergic to pets? A lot.
I would even say 3 out of 10.
Would you? Okay.
Well, cats are highly allergic. People are highly allergic to cats.
Yeah. The fur and whatever.
Yeah. Well, I've got another one for you, because I know it was your dog's birthday, your young dog's birthday last week. Did you have a birthday party for your dog?
He was supposed to have a cake, but she didn't get around to making it.
Well, if you had, you would have been only one of 9% of pet owners that have parties for their dogs.
Probably wouldn't have had a party, but he would have had a cake made from steak and stuff like this.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
But he did have... they have treats all the time.
Yes,
but anyway.
Yeah.
Did you know that around 5,000 tigers are kept as pets in the US?
Well, I have seen Tiger King.
Dodgy.
Yes.
And have you seen this Joe Exotic?
I watched it.
Yeah.
I was glued to Joe Exotic.
How weird.
But it was a very, very, you say, very dodgy... lifestyle, not a good way to treat your animals.
I'm going to give you two facts about health as well.
Yes, yeah.
Because we imagine that if you've got a dog, you're going to go out for walks.
Yes.
Some people don't walk their dogs at all. I have neighbours who don't walk their dogs at all. However, I think it's a good opportunity to go out when you probably wouldn't go out with your dog. Did you know that older pet owners go to the doctor 30% less than people that don't have pets?
Apparently, and I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe
that. For all sorts of things.
But on the other hand...
And?
Yes?
Owning a dog decreases the chances of heart attack by 35%.
Absolutely. But I was going to say, on the other hand, when a dog is sick, it really affects the owners too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know,
absolutely.
So... it's swings and roundabouts. On the one hand, you know, they are very comforting and the owners are in good health. But on the other hand, when a dog is not very well, it affects the owner's health.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Okay. What about cats? I'm a bit of a cat person.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a question for you about cats. You know, cats are pretty good at listening. They can move their ears. Do you know what the rotation of their ears can be?
Well, it's probably 200 degrees, something like that. Got like 35 muscles in their ears or something like this.
You've actually beaten me to that question. Yeah, 180 degrees they can rotate their ear. And they have 32 muscles in each ear. Now, these must be really small muscles.
Yeah, sure. But they can do all sorts of things, can't they? They can incline them more, though.
Yeah.
Do you know, then, talking of cats, what you would call a group of kittens? You know, if you have a group of puppies, it's called a litter of puppies.
Yes.
How about a group of kittens?
Oh, dear.
You could read about this.
Could I?
And that's a clue.
They're called a magazine of kittens.
Nearly.
Oh, rather.
They are called a Kindle of kittens.
Oh, right. Really? Is that a new word?
It's the word. It is the word.
I've never heard that.
Like, you know, a group of crows is called a murder of crows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a Kindle of kittens.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I know the thing about what I like about cats is that they're always so clean. And do you know how much of their day they spend grooming themselves?
I'd have a guess at probably 35%.
Not bad, 30%. Yeah. So someone has actually studied a cat licking itself and grooming itself.
All sorts of studies on pets.
But I like cats. They're always so clean.
Yeah.
Dogs I've had are always like, you know, muddy paws and, you know, messing up the house.
Did you know, going back to dogs, that there are over 2 million stray dogs in the world?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
In India, there's loads.
I can,
loads
actually.
Loads and loads and loads.
Yeah.
Do you know where the word pet comes from?
I've got to say no.
Because it can also be used as a verb.
Yes.
To pet. I like to stroke a pet, for example.
Yes.
But the word pet comes from the Middle English.
Yes.
From petit, meaning small, which I would imagine came from the French, petit.
Now, that is a good way of looking at things. Mm. Yes. Well, I know that, you know, your dog barks a little bit. And
not much.
No, well.
One of them hardly barks at all.
Yeah, and my cat does a bit of meowing from time to time. But did you know a cat has 100 vocal sounds?
Yeah.
And a dog?
10. Maybe.
Have you read my paper?
No.
You're absolutely spot on.
But in fact, I read something as well, that cats only meow to humans. They never meow to any other cat.
Really?
That's what I've read, yeah. The meow is to get attention, to be fed, taken out or brought in or to be fed or whatever. Yeah, it's only for humans. They never do it to other cats.
Yeah, they certainly I'm going to say growl or make horrible sounds to other cats.
Yeah, or purr, whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you know that pets have been kept by man since prehistoric times? And probably the first animal to be domesticated was the wolf.
I can't believe a wolf domesticated.
Well, it wasn't a dog, was it?
No, it wasn't a mammoth.
And if you look at the way that dogs have been crossed, if you look at a pug, for example, then you look at a timber wolf or whatever, or you look at a chihuahua and you look at a timber wolf, you know, it's the same DNA.
Mm.
It's been crossed and,
But I suppose back in those days, the so-called pets, they were used for hunting, I suppose.
Well, of course they were, guarding or hunting.
Yeah, I mean, these days, guarding as well. I mean, these days, they're just to... You know, a stroke and...
Have you ever read the Just So stories by Rudyard Kipling?
I haven't in detail, no.
There's one called The Cat That Walked By Itself, and it explains, and it's quite graphic in as much as a cat doesn't get that attached to people. Not really. It does, but not as much as a dog. You know, a dog is always by your side.
Yes.
A cat will, but it'll go out all day, then come back in, etc.
And it's probably been to someone else's house in the meantime.
Yeah, and they call it the cat will walk by himself. Okay. Mm-hmm. And apparently this is like tracing... It's it's like a story, a child's story. But it says the cat said, "I'll come and share your fire. I'll kill the mice and the rats and all the rest of it. But I'm not going to stay here all the time." Whereas the dog said, "I'll come and share your fire. I'll share your food and I'll protect you and work with you." You know,
absolutely.
And it's the thing about how the elephant got his trunk and all this. It's really, really interesting. The Just So stories as allegorical stories. Do you know what the most popular pet in America is?
I'm going to say a dog.
Say a fish and you'd be right.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God, but, you know, I have a bit of difficulty with this. How can a fish be a pet?
I know. It's strange, isn't it?
I mean, you can keep a fish.
Yeah. Well, they say to keep it as a pet.
But, yeah. I mean, as opposed to eat it, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between a dog and a fish.
Yeah.
But it's also seen as a pet in as much as people have to feed them, have to keep them clean, have to look after them. You know, and 142 million fish. Yeah. Did you know what pet Pope Leo X had?
Well, I'm going to say something. I bet it wouldn't be. It could be like a tiger or something.
It's more or less. It's a white elephant.
Oh, well, there you go. I knew it would be some kind of wild animal. An elephant. He had an elephant in the Vatican.
Yeah.
Golly, that must have knocked over a few of those paintings.
Must have done.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you said that your dog didn't bark very much, which is just one as well.
Oh, the other one does.
Which is just as well, because in Oregon, it's actually illegal for a dog to bark more than 10 minutes.
Okay.
That's a law.
Yeah, well, that sounds fair enough. You know, if your dog's barking, if you can, you find out what it's barking about.
Yeah.
And shut it up or whatever.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what you could do, you could buy a Basenji.
Now, what is that got four legs?
It's a dog. It's a dog. Yeah. It's in fact, it's the dog. It's an Egyptian dog or Abyssinian dog, one of the two, and it doesn't bark. It's the only dog that doesn't bark. It makes like a yodeling noise, but it doesn't bark.
Mm. Is this a common type of dog?
I've seen them, yeah. Have you? Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, yeah. They're almost like the dogs which are depicted in the hieroglyphics in Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This type of dog.
Okay. Well, I think I'm running out of my fun facts now. Apart from cats in Wisconsin are not allowed in public cemeteries.
And how do they stop them?
I don't know, but it's illegal to have a cat in a public cemetery. That's why I just have my cat in my garden.
Have you ever heard of the Turkish van cat?
No.
This is the only cat that swims, because cats don't really like swimming. But the Turkish van will actually swim. I don't know that it catches fish, but it will swim. You know, a cat, if it falls into a river, if it falls into water, it hates it generally, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you obviously know the Manx cat, I'd imagine.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
A cat without a tail.
Yes. Strange cats.
I've never seen them.
No, but in pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about a Cheshire cat? What's that famous for?
Smiling.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, I think that's it then, Chris.
Happy Pets Day.
And especially to you, Chris.
Yes, and I will make my dogs happy with some liver or something. They'll love that.
Good.
And a nice walk.
Good. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Sue.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.